On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One more phone call on this, just the whole notion of, you know, did Andrew Berry kind of get a pat on the back and an attaboy from ownership by being able to extend Alex Wright by three more seasons, $33 million. So, you know, we've been talking about that. I also want to get into this next conversation with you about Shedeur Sanders and what you're actually expecting on Sunday. Frank is in Grafton. Hi, Frank.
How you doing, Frank?
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Oh, okay, sure. No problem.
Absolutely.
I'm going to take it off speaker.
Oh, cool.
No, I appreciate such things.
Hey, I don't know if I can get this out right, but I don't think the coaching staff is tailoring their plans to the strength of the team. Okay, by that I mean, if your best unit is the defense, we all agree with that, right?
Correct.
So we have down the line the Bills and the 49ers coming up. 3 points, kick and field goals ain't going to get it.
No, it's not.
So when you're in the red zone, okay, and you didn't score, and it's fourth down, you hand the ball off to Jenkins, and if you don't make it on fourth down, now you got their unit in the end zone or near the end zone, and our strength is on the field.
Okay. So you're saying go for it.
Sure. I mean, we got the best pass rusher and best linebackers. Let them score. Put the other team in the hole, and if they make them work to get the whole length of the field.
So, Frank, did you watch Thursday Night Football last night at all? The Bills Texans game. Did you see any of it?
No, I fell asleep.
No, that's perfectly fine. So it's interesting you bring that up because that's how the Texans won that game. Turned around and handed the ball off a whole bunch to the Bills. And basically, we're going to play really good defense against Josh Allen because the Bills' run defense is not that good. So that you might be onto something there, especially for that Bills game.
Well, that would help Miles, and it puts the other team in the back, you know, towards the back of the end zone. Let them work the field to score those 7 points.
I hear you. But you got to put points on the board, especially for a team that just really struggles to get to 20. I'm taking almost every point I can get if I'm Kevin. I agree. The other part of it is, what do they have to lose? I don't disagree with that, Frank.
We say it.
Exactly.
I'm on the same
page. Wins. Yeah. Let them throw in the end zone. He don't score. Maybe you stop them. They kick off. You get in good field position. We go down again and let them throw in the end zone again.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Frank. Frank giving us a little offensive strategy. Give me some strategy about Sunday and what you want to see out of Shedeur Sanders. What's the best way to play this game?
If you're run Shedeur? Run the heck out of the ball. Run the friggin' ball. And then friggin' ball more.
So let me kind of lay this out, and I don't want to give away two keys in a lock, but I just feel like that they need to have a really rock-solid game plan for him to be able to move the offense. I think you have to go back and look at last week and say, what went wrong here, what went wrong here, what went wrong here? And it all jumps out on the page. I mean, he was hanging out on the ball too long. He had happy feet. He kept going backwards. I mean, there were a lot of things that you were looking at going, oh, boy, you can't do that. Oh, boy, you can't do that. And we watched that the entire second half after he went 2-for-2 to start the game. I thought the crowd was going to explode on after it went 2 for 2.
I never heard that level of excitement on a checkdown in my life. That was unbelievable. Everybody just went nuts. He dumped it off for 4 yards. Woo!
I expect more if Kevin's calling the plays, but I would expect more 5 yard or fewer passes than we've seen in a while. And by the way, isn't that what, you know, that was his success at Colorado too. I mean, I know a lot of people want to say, oh, he threw behind the line of scrimmage in college a lot of times, and I get it. So why not put him in his comfort zone? If that works, go for it.
I'm with you there. Okay. I'm going to give you my deep, dark fear.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you how to avoid my deep, dark fear. Okay?
All right.
So the deep, dark fear that I have is that on the score bug, CBS is going to put on there the score, the amount of timeouts, and the teams themselves. And then under those teams, there's going to be Myles Garrett and a number of sacks, and there's going to be Max Crosby and a number of sacks. And we're going to be paying attention to that in the same way that we're paying attention to the score itself. That's my deep, dark fear, is that he's going to try to bail out of the back of the pocket. And he's not Michael Vick in his prime. He's not Lamar. He's not Kyler Murray. And he's going to try to bail out of the back of that pocket. And Max Crosby's going to come around the edge, burning whomever is playing left tackle or right tackle at that time.
Oh,
and
we're going to have a problem. I don't like that.
In the same way that Geno's going to do something like that too, because that Raiders line can't hold him. Myles Garrett is going to be having crooked numbers and sacks on top of it. That's my deep, dark fear. Okay?
Okay.
The way that you avoid that, where these pass rushers can just pin their ears back, not care about worrying about the run or anything else like that, is to run the ball, is to put this put it in 3rd and 2. Make it so that these guys have to think. Like, that's the thing that drives me nuts. You have a rookie quarterback. I'll never remember, forget John Greco talking to us week after week going, you have a rookie quarterback, run the ball. What are you doing? Just run the ball. Run the ball more, because it'll only help that quarterback. The most successful Shedeur Sanders play, or final stat line, I should say, is if he's like 16 for 25 because they've run the heck out of the ball the whole time. That's perfect. That's what it should be. Hmm.
Go back and look at the last 2 weeks. They have the passing versus running has been exactly, I think they're off by one. I think they've thrown one more pass than thrown over the last 2 games. And that's why, because you've changed offensive coordinators, I think.
Run.
I think it's worked. And they've also been in the game.
Yeah.
They've had an opportunity. I mean, look, if they get behind and they've got to throw more, then I wouldn't expect it.
That's my whole game plan. That's what I want to see from Shedeur Sanders. I want to see a guy who is going to, and look, bad habits die hard, okay? Him bailing out of the back of the pocket is a really bad habit. In the same way that I'm doing everything I can to stop biting my nails. I've been biting my nails for 33 years. It's really hard to stop biting your nails. It's really hard to do something that has been so in tuned in what you do for your job, for what your life, and stop doing it. It's the same way I feel when it comes to Shedeur Sanders bailing out of the back of that pocket. He's got to stop that, or else he will be on the ground a lot. And if I can minimize that by having the run game going, if I can minimize that by having play action, if I can minimize by doing all of those things, that puts him in a position to be successful. I just hope that they do that. The whole idea, you know, everybody's like, well, coach it out of him, coach it out of him. Again, 33 years on this earth, can't stop biting my nails.
Can you do that after 4, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that after 4 practice? I don't know that you can coach something out of somebody after 4 practices.
What do you expect out of Shedeur Sanders? What do you want?
I expect him to play better than he did last week. One, just by the fact that he's gone to bed every night this week knowing that he's going to play and he's going to start. I mean, to me, I think that's gigantic. It also gives him the opportunity to sit there and watch film. I mean, he should have been watching film like this all season. I'm assuming he did. You still get first-team reps in film, right? Everyone gets the same reps. So when it comes to that, and now that he's had a chance to kind of ease his way into the offense, I know it's still short term compared to everybody else that's been in the situation, but I want him to be able to go out there and go, okay, I know my guys. It's not, oh my God, I'm so excited to be playing with Harold Fannin on the same. You know what I'm saying? Like it's that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Character. That's kind of what I felt after the game last week. And I respected it, because he truly was in that position and he was being honest. And I don't have any problem with that at all. But now you got to get over it. You got to realize that, you know, the people that you've been watching over and over and over again and maybe looking up to and admiring, now they're your equals and they're your, you know, you guys are on the same level now. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to be able to figure that out. You can't be, hey, Mr. Maldonado, this was my first interview. Wow, thank you very much. Because that was my, I mean, like, I walked into that clubhouse and I was like, I got to talk to somebody. I was nervous. I think I was like 18 or 19 years old. And I'm like, oh, there's Candy Maldonado. I had heard that he's a really nice guy. I'm going to go talk to him after the game. Plus, he had 3 hits. You know, and it's like, thanks, Mr. Maldonado, for the interview. You can't be that way. Because I understood the feeling he had after the game last week, and I respected the feeling. And I think we all do. That first day at work, or the first day we do something, or we see somebody in our career and in our field, and you're kind of like, whoa, that's so-and-so. Wow, I can't believe, you know. And I get it. I understand it. I know where he was. I think we all do. I think you can all kind of be like, you know, people get, I don't want to say he was starstruck, but it sounded that way. He was first team struck. He had the opportunity to be able to do something in a relatively short period of time, even though I know people were like, why isn't he out there? What did we do it? How come? Do you get it? Do you understand it? Well, Football teams are big teams, too.
And you saw it when he was out there, and you were like, oh, well, that's why he wasn't out there. Okay, that makes sense. At least I did. When I saw him out there, I was like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. Why he hasn't been out here yet.
There was a sense of humility to a guy that most people don't think. And I don't think he doesn't question his own confidence. That's not the problem.
Nope.
The problem is.
And I'm good with, like, by the way, don't. Like, be yourself.
I think you have to be as a quarterback.
Of course.
But I think he was humbled by the fact that he was out there with guys that have, you know, been starting in the NFL. He sounded that way. And I don't think it was a show at all.
I agree with you. Just do him a favor. Just do him favors. Like, make life easy on Shedeur Sanders. Don't limit the amount of times he needs to take 3 to 5 steps back and survey a field and have to deliver a ball on time and on target on 3rd and long. Like, just limit that as much as you can. Because if that's the world you're going to have to live in, it's going to be an uphill battle.
I got to tell you, here's the other thing. I'd come right out and air it out on the first play. What do you have to lose? Was he going to throw a pick on the first play? Just air it out on the first play. Let's see what you got. Show everybody how strong your arm is. Do it right out of the gate.
Either that one or the first one is an easy, you know, turn around, hand the ball off. Second one is a play action deep shot right there.
Brian Anderson's on the hotline right now. What's up, PA?
What's up, PA? How are you, bud?
Listen, just escaped Miami. Drove down there. You know, Jack's down there at St. Thomas University playing baseball. So their fall season just wrapped up. So I went down there and spent a couple of days with him. And I'm on my way back to Tampa now. But,
is he pitching?
Miami traffic.
He was playing infield when I saw him in high school.
Yeah,
so.
Corner infielder. I'll tell you, he had a really good fall down there. A really good fall. The program is huge. You know, they've got basically the varsity team, and then they've got a developmental squad that they basically treat like the minor leagues. You know, right. You're down there performing well, they'll call you up, and that's exactly where Jack started. You know, as a true freshman. But he was one of two true freshmen that got called up and got some time with the varsity at the end of fall camp. So he had a really good camp. Saw him do some individual workouts and some things yesterday. Had a couple of nice days with him, but then had to get out. You can only be in Miami for so long.
And he played what? Yeah. He played at Gilmore and St. Ignatius, right?
Yeah, Gilmore, and then transferred to St. Ignatius for his final two years.
Gotcha. I want to get in. You want to talk high school for a little bit. I was excited to hear that you want to talk some high school. Is that true?
It is true because they're big game tonight, right? Big game.
Which
Walsh
team?
And Akron Hoban.
Yeah, that's going to be.
That's the big one.
I've had Walsh the last 2 weeks, and I mean, Marty Tobin has just been on a tear. That kid, he had 300 plus all purpose yards in the first half alone. Austin Todd Fitch didn't even know what hit him. And they've got some really good players. And David Turnowski, who's their regular quarterback, was out. Ben Beal ended up taking over last week. And I wonder if Turnowski is going to come back. I watched him throw last week. But that Tobin kid can play.
Well, listen, really interesting about Marty Tobin. I know his father, Ryan Tobin. I've been friends with him for a long time. It's funny. It doesn't surprise me that he is that kind of guy. When you say Austin Todd Fitch didn't know what hit him, that kind of sounds like his dad. I'll give you a story. So we used to, back in the day, we used to go Christmas shopping.
Okay.
And by shopping, I meant it was more of a decision between a Pilsner, a lager, an IPA, a stout, maybe some bourbon. That kind of Christmas shopping.
I thought you were going to Walmart and said, hey, just so you know, you can buy official Major League Baseball gloves here at Walmart and use them during spring training. I'm just saying.
You can't. Well, that did happen.
I know.
But that was the kind of Christmas shopping that we were talking about.
That's good shopping.
I think it started out with the original crew that they actually were going to go Christmas shopping and stopped and had an adult beverage along the way. But then it just morphed into kind of like the guys would get together around the holidays and then hang out. And let's just say that his dad, that Marty's dad, Ryan, he was the enforcer. There wasn't going to be a whole lot of acting up if he was around. So he kept things calm. He kept things good. And I'm not saying acting up with our group. I'm saying acting up by some other group. He was the muscle, if you will. So it doesn't surprise me that his son is, giving people too much to handle also.
Oh, I get it. I mean, they've got some really good kids on that. They've got a ton of D1 kids. Caden Carter's on that team. Grant Pulsak plays there. Cade Romanini's, the kid is gigantic. Caleb Buckner, Dario Jarris. I just, all these names off the top of my head from last week after calling those games. All right, so, and by the way, that's going to be a great game because, Hoban beat them earlier in the season. So, I mean, there are a lot of great games tonight, but that's one I've got my eye on. So I want to see it. Good luck to both those teams tonight and to all of our other teams that are out there. I'm not calling a game this week. I have
you're
been.
You're not calling
a
game.
I'll be
this
back
week.
For the state finals, but I don't even think I'm not. I'm just doing sidelines and some stuff like that.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
In a way, as I drive back to Tampa and start to hack into my TV, and you try to figure out a way, where would I find that game?
I mean, all of those games are on Spectrum. So as Spectrum Stream or Spectrum Over the Air. So they have the rights for all these games throughout the playoffs. And it's kind of cool. I mean, they're doing almost all. I think they did 25 games the first week. So it's actually neat. Some of the calls are like radio calls. Jamal White and I have done a couple of these games already. So we have a really good time doing them. He's from California, so he's kind of he gives you more on the game stuff. I try to get a little bit deeper into the stories of the kids. All right, speaking of stories, sure. let's get to the Browns. Your thoughts on Shedeur Sanders getting a start this week?
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I'm anxious to see, to watch, to, you know, maybe not to see. It's almost like I don't know how to even describe it. You know, I'm not holding out any hope they're going to win the game or anything like that, but I am anxious to see, you know, what he was going to bring to the table. Because I'll be honest with you, when he came in last week, you know, here they're playing their tails off, you know, against the Ravens, and they really have a chance to beat these guys. I thought that would have been huge. They've got the lead. Gabriel's out, and here he comes. Okay, let's see what the kid can do.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And I think what we saw was the whole reason why, as everybody has been clamoring for him to play, Stefanski has been adamant that he was going to stick with Gabriel. And I think we saw why. I mean, it was shocking how poor it was. So whatever. Now you're getting first team reps. You've got a full week of practice, and let's see if it looks any different. That's what I see if it looks any different, and that's what I'm interested in watching to see is it more of the same, or with a full week of reps and a full week of preparation, this is starting to look a little bit better. I think that's probably what everybody's looking for.
If you're Tommy Reese in the Browns, BA, what are you doing to make life easier on him?
Activate myself and go down and play, because Tommy Reese is probably the best QB in the building. No, too soon?
No, that card was played at the right time.
Oh, well played.
I think that you probably want to simplify things. You know, everybody talks about, well, easy reads and all that stuff. Well, the defense knows that, too. They know that they're going to try to probably simplify things for Shedeur, especially after last week where he gets thrown in and, you know, the 7-step drops becomes a 17-step drop and holding on to the ball and drifting and all the things that they were talking about him coming out of college, the things that he needed to clean up and work on. And so I think that if I'm the Raiders, I'm turning my guys loose. I mean, I'm going to send some blitz packages in him that he's maybe never seen before, and I'm going to try to pressure him, and I'm going to get him to try to hold onto the ball too long. And Reese, of course, is going to try to design plays and schemes for him to get the ball out of his hand quick. I mean, that's going to be the game. Who executes it at a higher level?
All right. So let me ask you this, and you tell me, and I think you can get this from a baseball standpoint too. Alex Wright gets a three-year extension, 3 years, $33 million, 21.5 guaranteed. What does that tell you about the general manager? Does that mean that Andrew Berry has, you know, been saying, okay, go ahead, let's keep planning this team because you're going to be around at the end of the season? Or would you have waited to let the next general manager take care of business?
Well, that's what you don't understand. That's what you don't know. I was surprised about that too when I saw that. I'm like, that's interesting timing. And that would indicate you're only signing the player to that deal if you're getting the nod and the go ahead from ownership. So if they're allowing you to go out and still sign guys to multi-year deals for really good money, then you would have to assume at this point that he's going to be around, right? I would think so. If you're allowing him to make those kind of decisions and you're okaying them. Time will tell, I guess, and we'll see how the season, finishes out. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting timing myself.
You think Andrew Berry's done enough to keep that gig, BA?
Oof. Here's the thing. I don't know what else is out there. I know that they have missed horribly on quarterbacks. I mean, forever. When they brought in Flacco a couple of years ago and he went on that run that he did and got the team into the playoffs, lightning in a bottle right there. That was awesome. But that's not obviously going to be a long-term fix. And so it all goes back to the Deshaun Watson move. I hate the way that they ran Baker out of town. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of different reasons why, but they used that season, that off season that he had, as far as accuracy goes and everything else. But that was also the year that he played with the left shoulder that had been knocked out of socket. What, in week two? And we've talked about this before. Anybody that throws something for a living knows if your front side, especially your front side shoulder, is compromised, your accuracy is not going to be the same. Remember, he had a brace that he played with or whatever that thing, that contraption that he had, which didn't even allow him to get his arm up to create leverage. Well, yeah, your accuracy is going to be a little bit off, but that was the excuse that they used to move away from him so they could go get Deshaun Watson. And it's been an absolute train wreck ever since. And so, the most important position, in football, he has continued to whiff on that position. So, I don't know. It's not my decision to make on that, but I know that those decisions, starting with Deshaun Watson, have set this organization back. Oh, by the way, all the while, you're wasting seasons of elite defensive play. And that's what's sad. Because by the time, if and when they do ever figure out the offense, it'll be the defense that has fallen apart. Guys have gotten too old. Guys have moved on. It'll be that. And so then you're going to have to win every game 41-38.
All right, BA, I got to ask you, because, I mean, while we got you on, I got to talk baseball with you. So tell me, do Manny and do Omar get in this year? And Manny's in his last year. He had 37% of the vote last year.
What do you got to get to, 75?
I think that's what it is. Isn't that right, Dan? I think it's 75.
Yeah, it's 75.
So Manny's at 34.3, and he's in his last year. And then Omar is at 17.8. At one point, I think he was in the 30s or 40s and was trending in the right direction. He's ninth. Do either one of these guys have a shot?
It's going to be tough. That's a huge jump. And especially if you're Omar and you've been giving up percentages, points.
Yeah.
I mean, you're moving in the wrong direction. I would say definitely no on that one just because of that trend.
Yeah.
Manny at 34 plus, whatever he's at, that's a huge jump. Now, I will tell you this. I think that the first ballot Hall of Famers coming in, there's nothing there. And I shouldn't say nothing. They're all good players. But, I mean, there's no, lockdown, okay, this guy's for sure going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think so at all. So that maybe frees up votes for a guy like Manny, but again, that's a huge jump to be at 34. Again, and some change after all of those years, and then expect to get to 75 in your last year. That's I think that's a huge ask. I don't think so. I think Veterans Committee, you know, I think that he'll end up being one of those guys. Well, I will tell you this. Yeah. During the course of my career, you know, I got a chance to play with a lot of really, really good players, you know, on both sides, pitching and hitting. And I'll never forget Curt Schilling telling me that Manny Ramirez, and Curt Schilling is a baseball savant, and he is a baseball, I mean, he pays attention as well as anybody. And he told me that Manny Ramirez was the best right-handed hitter that he ever played with, that he ever saw.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. He's the only hitter I've ever seen who I think was a better hitter when he had two strikes on him. He was amazing.
Yeah, well, and you know what? We all know Manny. I mean, he was a guy that I'd get call up. I'd get call up for a start, maybe two starts, and he would steal things out of my locker. He would take my son. I'm like, Manny, you're a franchise. You're an iconic player in this franchise. You could go probably ask Tony Amato for some socks. You don't have to take mine out of my locker. I'm going to be here for another 15 minutes. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, do you have any good stories you could share? A Manny story that you're allowed to share without getting in trouble? Other than that,
I'd have to think about it. Other than taking stuff out of my locker, he was just one of the most aloof guys you've ever been around. Who, when you put him in a batter's box and you gave him a bat, was as good as you're ever going to see in your lifetime. It's just remarkable. And even, you know, even defensively, what was the play where he was the left fielder and he was cutting balls off in the outfield with Boston? I mean, he marched to the beat of a different drummer. That's all. But he could get in the batter's box and do things that most humans on this planet forever have not been able to do. He was that good. But he was also that aloof, and you never knew. Well, I shouldn't say that you never knew what you were going to get with him. I don't know how to describe it more than that. The word that comes to mind is aloof. And great guy, great teammate, but just, I mean, he was out there.
Last panel of the roof of the Trop got installed.
Yeah, what's going
nice
on with that?
See, yeah, what's happening with that, man?
Well, here's what's funny. That's so funny you say that, because I was watching them do that on my drive down to Miami. I had not been down anywhere near the Trop. Obviously, with us playing the games at Steinbrenner, I don't have any business to do or to take care of in St. Petersburg. So I had not been down there. And I was driving down on the way to Miami, and I saw it, and I'm like, wow, does that look – that looks really, really good. And apparently, yeah, now that that last panel is in place, they can go to – which they already have been, but they can really get to work on the guts of that stadium now. And from everything that I have heard, from people that are in the know, that they are going to, you know, get this done, that they're ahead of schedule, that they're talking about having this thing wrapped up at the end of February, which is before really, you know, spring training games really even get going. I mean, they've got the whole month of March to kind of put their, you know, for the new ownership. I know that they've teased some upgrades. Really don't know what it's going to be. But new ownership has teased some upgrades in the Trop, and that'll give them that final month to be able to go out and do that. So I'll be anxious to see what it looks like. But from everything I've heard, it's going to be done and ready to go when it's time for the Rays to play their first home game, which, by the way, they started us to make sure that they tried to get it ready. They started us on a three-city road trip at the beginning of the season. So I don't think our opener is not until, like, second week of April, maybe. I mean, it's whatever. We played the first nine games of the season are on the road and wanted to make sure that it was going to get done. But I heard that it's going to be ahead of schedule. And, you know, for Tropicana Field, it's going to be really nice. So we'll see.
Outstanding. B.A., have a good – are you coming home for the holidays or no? Are you here or Florida?
Florida. I'll be in Florida. I'll get home at some point. But probably for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'll be down in Florida with the kids and then probably peel out that way after the first of the year.
All right. Well, we'll see you when you come back up, but we'll talk to you next week, too. So hopefully we'll talk to you next week. B.A.,
all right, boys.
We will talk to you soon. Always enjoy the conversation.
Talk soon, dude.
Thanks, man.
Sounds good. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Brian Anderson, super friend of the show on the Fan Hotline.
One of these times I want you to do one of these and not say that there are a whole bunch of good kids, but instead go, you know, they're a big pile of jerks.
Not a please and thank you
and the whole bunch. They litter all over the place. It's horrendous.
I saw we were watching.
Parents can't park. They don't know when to cheer.
I mean, Kirtland's got that new, you know, they have a new turf out there. And Tiger's like one of the best guys in the business, man. I just, what he has done at Kirtland and for such a small school, I cannot say enough great things about that community, that program. I mean, that's it. What's amazing to me is that you take just this little tiny section of Northeast Ohio and the impact they have on what's going on in football. You know, you got Perry. I mean, again, it might not be this year, but over the last couple of years, Perry's been outstanding. Kirtland's been outstanding. Menor's outstanding. Lake Catholic had a good year this year. It's just that little tiny. Riverside's had some pretty good runs there. I mean, that little region over there has some fantastic football players that represent our state in a great way. So if you start hearing me rip high school kids, we got problems. I mean, they got enough going on in their life to have to listen to 92.3 The Fan.
I understand. It's just one of those. I'm sitting there listening. You never hear anybody come out and go, you know who the biggest pains in the butt are?
High school
kids. Let me tell you. They trash every single bus. They can't pick their garbage up to save their souls. They leave their uniforms all over the place.
I'm not going to sit here and criticize a high school kid the way we criticize college and pros.
I will never do that.
I mean,
I'm just having fun.
It's hard enough being a 16, 17-year-old.
Every so often you want that Curb Your Enthusiasm moment to kick in.
You know, that kid at Middle of the Lake High School. Oh, man, not Lake High School. Middle of the Lake High School, right there. They're trying to figure out if it's a Canadian school or an American school. That kid is a jerk, man. I can't believe it hasn't been suspended yet.
Flaming bags on doorsteps all over the place. Smash every pumpkin known to man. They've stolen every single Christmas decoration that I've got out in front of my house, and they've wrapped it on another one.
All right, can I give you a little inside baseball on this one, too?
Please.
So when we would do our highlight show when I was doing high school stuff on TV, right, I would never, and I would look at people that would do it, too. If somebody fumbled, I wasn't about to say the kid that fumbled. I always said the kid that recovered. Because I just,
it's really kind of you.
Yeah, you know, it's bad. I mean, first of all, the kid fumbled, right? You know, they woke up in the morning going, man, I hope I fumble the game losing touchdown tonight. It's bad enough. You're going through puberty. You're 15, 16, 17 years old. You got everyone talking. And the last thing you want to be, I was watching channel blah, blah, blah the other night, and I heard the sports guy rip this kid. For fumbling. How about let's just look at the positive on some things sometimes and go, hey, what a great play by so-and-so to knock the ball out without saying the kid's name and giving credit to the kid that made the good defensive play.
You're a good person.
It's not that hard to be a good person. I'm not trying to be a good person. It's just not that hard to be positive when you're talking about sub-18-year-olds. Okay. I'm off my soapbox.
It's very positive.
I left you a minute to talk about what you want to talk about. Sorry.
I mean, at this point, how's that different from most normal things? Anyway, well, let's do that. So I think this weekend might be the last good weekend we might be able to get the Christmas decorations out. Are you getting Christmas decorations out this weekend and getting it all over the place?
So we started the holiday tradition yesterday. We watched Elf. So that's how we kicked things off. Daughter was back from school last night. So the four of us were kind of hanging out last night. And we were like, okay. And by the way, I don't think we made it past. I think all four of us had fallen asleep by the time.
Oh, no, it's genetic.
No.
I mean, oh, it's genetic.
It was like somebody came into the house and just put sleeping pills in front of all of us. And I think we made it first. Then it's always crazy. It's like we're like, oh, let's start the holiday season. This is great. So we're all watching Elf, and everyone's on their phone. And you know, we get the, can we put your phone down for a minute? And all four of us put our phones down. And then we start. What's crazy is, I started watching Elf, and we normally wait to watch The Grinch. That's like another one of the things that we like to do.
Do the Jim Carrey one or the animated?
The Jim Carrey one.
Okay.
So, but this is weird. I didn't, for some reason, didn't have Elf. I don't. It was on a service that we don't have. So I'm like, I just bought it on Prime. It was like $2.
Yeah.
So I got that, and we all started watching it. And then I woke up, and The Grinch was on. And I was like, oh, man, did somebody pay for The Grinch while I wasn't looking? Or what happened here? How did this happen?
It must be one of those we recommended X afterwards if you go through 10 seconds and ta-da.
Oh, and then you're automatic. I got to go look and see if I got billed for it.
Hopefully
that's the problem. So, yeah, Grinch is coming up, but that's it. Let's talk more about that holiday stuff here in a second. Because when is too soon to start putting your stuff up? I think you're ready. You can put it up now. I don't think there's any problem with it.
100% yes. This, I think, is the last. Like, it's going to be nice out. Get it out now so then that way you're not doing it in the blizzard.
Probably true.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.